This is the special sanitary sewer, oh, disappeared, there was a sanitary, Lynn, are you playing?
Sanitary sewer special service district.
Sanitary sewer special service district.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to read. This is the meeting of the sanitary sewer special service district, held May 12, 2015, at 2267 North 1500 West Clinton, Utah. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order, and we'll have a roll call. We'll start with Barbara.
Barbara Patterson.
TJ Mitchell.
Anna Stanton.
Michael Peterson.
And Mitch Adams.
And Karen's excused.
And Karen is excused. We should have noted that in the last meeting, but Karen is excused. This is a public hearing dealing with the 2015-16 sanitary sewer budget. So we're going to declare the public hearing open at this time. So if you have comments, stand on up and talk to us.
It's on page 119 in your packet, in your budget packet.
And for the record, this is primarily down there in Cranefield Subdivision.
And Lynn kind of explained it earlier, identifying that we don't have enough sustainability yet. We had anticipated this would occur many years ago, but the housing starts, you know, just it dropped off in 2009. And the purpose, this was set up for the purpose of taking care of the Cranefield Estates, which is out of the gravity flow for sewage with the rest of the city. So it's the one and only lift station, and I hope it's the only ever lift station.
Yes.
For the city, but that was our decision back in those days.
How many, at the current depletion rate, how long do we got before we got to either get more people in there, or?
We need about 250 houses to break even and start putting the money back that we've been taking out.
How many do we got down there now?
82.
So we're only a third of the way there. And how fast is our fund balance dropping?
Well, the more we get, the slower it eats away at the total. You notice the carryover is about 200,000. We started with 3, but we are eating, we're eating away all of the, you know, this is including the initiation fee, initialization fee rather, but that can't be helped at this point in time. That's for replacement and buy-in.
Can we make it 10 years?
We're not going to make it 10 years if we don't get it built up. You can figure that 80 houses at $800 each, that's the initiation fee. We started with 300,000 and we got 200. And then we've also been paying in the monthly fee. The math doesn't hold us all that long.
So you're...
How long have we actually had this in place?
Well, we're spending about 45...
About 8 to 10 years. How long has we had the sewer district?
97. Or 2000. Yeah.
It'd be 2007 if it's a 7.
2000.
So we're only at 8 years then.
But if you look at what we're spending about 54,000, but that part of that, 10,000 of that is amortization. So it's not really a depreciation. So we're really spending about 45,000 a year. And we're getting in about 36 to 37. So our loss is getting smaller as far as that loss goes, but we need to be able to not just cover the operations costs, we need to be able to now to start paying back the sewer at $300,000.
Well, first we gotta build up the initialization fee.
Yeah, well, that too. So, and that's...
Well, I do think that the first few years that we were operating well below where we should have been. I think we made a major adjustment maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
I think so.
So, I think we were bleeding pretty heavily in the beginning. I think we helped on
the system fee.
But the good news was that there was an administrative error in the financial department, and they were paying the sewer district fees out of our regular fund. That That has to be corrected too.
Okay.
There's some.
Anyway, this is what we're stuck with right now.
Well, I think the key to this discussion is we got to keep an eye on it, and if it starts to go south too far, we're going to have to make some rate adjustments and short term rather than longer term. Now, if we double the number of houses in the next 2 or 3 years, well, then that might be enough to break us even, and we'll make it to the end without ever raising them. But
in your motion, I'd request also that you set the fees for the district as published in the consolidated fee schedule. So you are the ones that set the fees.
The board.
For the city. The board sets the fees, not the city. That makes sense.
Okay. All right.
Good point.
Okay. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. I opened it at the very beginning this time. So, is there a motion to?
I'll
make a motion.
Who wants to do it?
Go ahead, Mike.
Mike's got it.
Make a motion that we approve the tentative budget, set a public hearing for the final budget, June 18th, 2015, 7:10 p.m., and we include in the acceptance of the tentative budget the fees that are set on the city's
draft.
Resolution. Yeah, anyway. 0915. Thank you.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Mike and a second by Barbara. Any further discussion? Okay, and we'll start with Barbara.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Any other business?
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I'll second it.
Motion by Barbara to adjourn, second by Anna. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. Okay.
Thank you, folks.
Do we have to make another motion to?
No, we're done.
We're done?
That was it.
We adjourned the last meeting.
There's all the things to sign.
Thank you.
Sign the bills.
They've been asleep on the other end.
Right here.